Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. And if you want more Wait Wait in your week, check out the Wait Wait quiz for your smart speaker. It's out every Wednesday, with me and Bill asking you questions, all in the comfort of your home. Because, really, do you want to do another puzzle? Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Cynthia Gardner.
Hi, where are you calling from?
From Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Marblehead, Massachusetts? Not only do I know Marblehead, I spent every summer of my growing up in Marblehead in Swampscott, the town next door. What do you do there in that beautiful place?
Well, it's my home, but I work as a wardrobe stylist. So you don't do much of that up here, but I work in Boston and New York and Los Angeles. Yes.
Oh, wow.
You don't want to see what we're wearing right now.
Well, Cynthia, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a big winner. Ready to play?
All righty. I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
In Kentucky, we're facing new hurdles, but this hard-shell solution feels fertile. We know you're aware they'll outrace any hare. We're replacing the horses with...
turtles.
Yes, turtles! The Kentucky Derby was canceled this week, but don't worry, because the Kentucky Turtle Derby replaced it. Sure, turtles are slower and smaller than horses, but it's still a good excuse to bet money on something while wearing ridiculous hats.
Wait, are there jockeys riding the turtles?
Oh, I hope so.
You know the unfortunate thing about that, Heather? You know who the jockeys are? Murder hornets.
Oh,
no.
Damn it.
All right, here is your next limerick.
Since no one's permitted to roam, in-flight meals we don't get to bemoan. To encourage more whining about airline dining, they'll deliver their food to your...
home.
Yes! Ural Airlines in Russia is offering delivery of the part of flying you miss the most, that is, in-flight meals. They'll bring airplane food on an authentic plastic tray right to your home. To complete the experience, they will run over your foot with a cart.
Do they force you to wear it while your knees are up to your chest?
Exactly. And just for authenticity, they give you a half-filled-out crossword to put in front of you.
Will they supply other things to complete my recreation? Like, will they deliver a crying child to my house and, like, just have some salesman from Dubuque fart on me for 8 hours? Is that? Because those are also things I miss.
All at a price. All right, Cynthia, here is your last limerick.
Our restaurant has a low yield. All its workings are strictly concealed. It's under a plum tree, way out in the country. One table set out in a...
field.
Right! A new restaurant is opening this week in Sweden that promises to follow social distancing guidelines by only seating one person at a time. So it's a great place to suggest to meet up with a date if you're not that into them. Here's how it works. Patrons are seated at a single table with one chair in the middle of a field outside the chef and owner's house. And will never feel empty, what with all the ants. And to make it seem familiar and comforting, every 5 minutes they will shout, "Everything tasting okay?" at you with a bullhorn.
Did anyone else, as soon as you heard a restaurant in a field, did anyone else start going, "Horse waiters, horse waiters"? Like just a stallion with a tux and like a thing over its fetlock.
May I bring you more wine or nay? Wait, you can't even bring a friend? It just has to be you alone?
You alone in a field.
At the restaurant in the field?
And they'll send you the food out on a pulley in like a clothesline type arrangement with a basket. So
Is this some dream that you had, Peter? It sounds like you're describing a fascinating dream.
Now that you mention it, I'm
naked.
I'm in a
field.
I don't know why.
I'm pretty sure this is a restaurant that Bugs Bunny went to in a cartoon.
Bill, how did Cynthia do in our quiz?
Cynthia has style. She got them all right. 3-0, Cynthia.
Congratulations, Cynthia. thank you so much for
playing. Thank you, and my pleasure. And come back to the North Shore anytime, Peter. We'll welcome you anytime.